أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب ارزقني علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم اهدنا وارزقنا وعافنا وارحمنا. اللهم نعوذ بك أن نكون من الضالين أو المضلين أو الفاتنين أو المفتونين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك ولحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم اجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، ونفوض أمرنا إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العزيز الأقدر. يا فتاح يا هادي يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر يا الله، يا من تقول للشيء كن فيكون يا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we're still in the journey of faith, journey of Iman. And this will be journey of Iman number 4, journey of faith number 4, and will be labeled, inshallah, istiqamah. وعوامل الاستقامة. استقامة meaning steadfast, and the way we can steadfast. In Surah Fussilat, chapter Fussilat is a chapter 41, verse 30 and 31. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون. نزلا من غفور رحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة، ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Verily Allah says the truth. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this two verse has a beautiful message for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me barakah and give you barakah And allow what I'm saying to reach your heart and reach all our heart, because the one who gives the ability and tawfiq is Allah. Say Ameen, inshaAllah. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these two verses, He gives us a beautiful messages. Let's together go to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, the most wise, shower us with your wisdom, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Those who say, we believe and steadfast. Those who said, we believe and steadfast. And we'll come down to understand what the meaning is steadfast. ثم استقام. When they steadfast, تتنزل عليهم الملائكة. The angel will come down. They will surrender them. They will be their companion. And what they say? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't fear and don't feel sad. Don't fear from what you're going to see, meaning after death. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا and do not be sad about what you left as wife, children, husband, whatever you own. Don't worry about it. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. We are and we were and we are your companion in this life and hereafter. وأبشروا بالجنة. And we will give you the glad tidings, the paradise. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. May Allah make us among those. الذي كنتم توعدون. This is what Allah promised you with. نزلا من غفور رحيم. We came from the one who was merciful, who was forgiving. They are the angel of mercy coming from Allah to companion us, to accompany us in this life and even in the hereafter. They do not leave us alone. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And who, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenge, who is the best doer, the best merchant, except and more than the one who are calling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inviting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah challenging us. What are you saying? This is the most one closest to Allah. This is the most beneficent and this is the most successful one. The one inviting to Allah. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And do good deed. And say, I am a Muslim and I am the one who embrace Islam. And after that, another message very beautiful. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. The good doer is not equal, and the good deed is not equal to the bad deed. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. Push with what is good than what is bad. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً. And you will discover what you have between you and your enemy, or what the one you dislike and the one he dislike you. Allah will make him like the most close friend to you. Allah change condition. Why? Because you meet the one who do bad deed to you with something with good deed. Meaning the one who do bad deed to you, you give him good deed. The one who bad to you, you treat him good. This is a teaching of Allah. He did not said to Muslim only, or non-Muslim only, to everyone, is a message for all. To push the badness with goodness. Always badness above goodness. I'm sorry, astaghfirullah al-azim. Always goodness above badness. Always. Generosity, kindness above anything. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explained to us, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبْرُوا. No one will reach it and nobody will have it except those who have patience and exercise patience. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. And no one will have it except those who have a glad tidings and they have been chosen by Allah, the lucky one. In this couple of verse, a lot of message, a lot of message. Similar in Surah Al-Asr, the chapter of Asr, is very in close to the end of the Quran. Chapter of Asr is only a few verses. Allah is aware by the Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. He swear by the Asr, the time between noon and maghrib. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. All mankind is a loser and lost. Except what? Illa al-ladina amanu. Except those who believe. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْصَبْرِ. The ones who hold tight and steadfast with the truth, which is the word of Allah and the teaching of the Prophet, and patient. And this is what we try to talk about it in this particular tip, inshaAllah. What is missing among us today? Today, you find out among Muslim or the new embrace Islam, the up and down. Why we are up and down? And up and down too much. Why? Because we do not have a steadfast. Steadfast is something very pretty and very beautiful. And we're missing a lot. Steadfast. And Allah promised, those who are steadfast, they have angel companion to them. They accompanying them in this life. And this company of angel, they do not leave you. They do not leave you when you are up. They do not leave you when you're sleeping. They do not leave you in a moment of death. They do not leave you when you go to the grave. They do not leave you any time, even in the day of judgment. They will be with you. They are the angel of mercy, a special group of angels. Ask yourself, sometime when we are lonely, or somebody give us hard time, or the husband leave, or the wife leave, or the kids is no good, or I do not have money, or something happened, I ask myself, oh, I'm lonely. The believer is not lonely, and never be lonely, because I am with Allah. I am with Allah, with the angel of mercy. They content me. They fill my heart with content. Allah is my companion. The angel of mercy, Allah is my companion. What I want? What I really want? Do you think I need better companion than Allah, the Creator, and the angel of mercy? But how I gain that? The only way to gain that, if I really be with Allah. If I really be with Allah. I have to steadfast in the obedience of Allah, steadfast in the remembering of Allah. And this is what we're missing today. Why we not steadfast? Many things. We're going to talk about it, inshallah. Ya Allah. Number one of steadfast is patient. Patient with Allah. Patient with the obedience of Allah. Patient of the destiny. Patient of what Allah written. Patient with the knowledge of Allah. Meaning I believe in Allah. My belief do not go up and down. My belief should be steadfast. This is what I have to calculate. I have to work hard. Who I'm with? I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not let shaitan take it away from me. Nothing in earth, no woman, no man, no children, no money, no my health, nothing equivalent to my status of my heart. Very important to not lose my status of my heart. This steadfast. Yes, I can make mistakes. Yes, I can commit sins. But for a short period of time, not long time, because I'm a believer. My status is with Allah. Yes, I am a human being, I make mistakes, I fall down, but not for a long time. By this way, in the Islamic dictionary, is no such a miserable Muslim, is no such a sad Muslim, is no such a Muslim has a personal problem. Or a Muslim has a mental problem. No, something wrong in the person, Islam. And whatever is written, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We're going to talk about it. The another major role, an element of steadfast, it thanks to Allah. And be in a state of thanks and contentment. By this way, we have two major elements of building the faith. Patience and thanks. And the more you have thanks and patience, the more you have steadfast. They call them the two elements of faith. Patience and thanks. Without them, the iman will go away, be washed, like the way the water washed the sand. I'm going to give you a couple of examples to show you. One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting with his companion, and a man get up and he said, somebody's coming. And this man will be among those who be from paradise group. So companion watching and waiting to see who this man is, one of them, and which one, who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him this glad tidings. Because his word is finished. Whatever Allah put in his tongue is written. So you find a man, they do not know him. He gives a greet, he makes salah, and he left. The following day, again, he said, a man will enter from the group of paradise. Again, everybody's waiting. 3 days in a row, and the same man coming, and again the Prophet said, he is among those who are from the paradise group. Now one of the companions, he gets jealous, but not his jealousy. The jealousy of imitating the goodness. He said, excuse me, O the Prophet of Allah, I have to leave. He went follow the man. And after the man went to his house, he knocked the door. He said, I'm a traveler. I want to stay with you for a couple of days. He said, sure, you're welcome. And he asked him to stay for 3 days. He said, okay. Now he stay. He's watching the man very closely. He tried to learn from him. This again, one of the teaching we learn from the companion of the Prophet. When somebody has good quality, we try to get closer to this person. We try to see what this person do, what's significant in his life, make him have the status. And we learn, and we inquire. After 3 days of God, this companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to this man. He said, excuse me, I saw you, you're not doing too much. You're not really worshipping Allah more than us. You're not really doing a lot of tahajjud, a lot of nafl, a lot of extra at night. You're really not doing too much. I heard the Prophet said, you are among the big group of paradise. What is significant you doing, I do not see. He said, the only thing I do, he did not see, only one thing. He said, what is it? He said, when I go to my bed, at the time I put my head in my pillow, I said, oh Allah, I bear witness to you. I have no jealousy or agony or hardship to nobody. They make mistakes to me, and forgive me, Ya Allah, if I make mistake to others. Meaning, he forgive even those who make mischief against him. And he purify his heart from having nothing against no one. The companion said, now I know. And he left. Another companion, his name is Handala. And another report, he was named Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. It's two stories, similar, the name is different. And one day he meets a person in the morning. And he tell him, Kayfa asbaht? And another report, his name is Haritha. We leave the name for now. It was one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, how you get up today? He said, أصبحت مؤمنا حقا يا رسول الله. I am a believer, true believer, يا رسول الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, يا حارثة, stop. لكل قول حقيقة. To every word you said is the truth. What is the truth of what you said? He said, Ya Rasulullah, O the Prophet of Allah, when I get up, I do not believe I will live until the night. And if I go to bed, I do not believe I will get up for tomorrow. And I do not make a step unless I ask myself, is going toward Allah or going to something else? And I do not open my mouth unless I ask myself, what my tongue will say. And I do not even think about nothing unless I think it is for Allah or is not for Allah. And oh, the Prophet of Allah, and I look in my salah, when I go for salah, I look like I'm watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. And the people, the group of people of paradise waiting, and the group of people of hellfire waiting, and the hellfire there. And I see the angel of death behind me, and I do not know where I'm going. He said, Alim tu? Very good. You know, stood fast. You tell him now, you know, stood fast. Another man, his name is Hamdallah. He was running towards the Prophet. And he meet Abu Bakr and he meet Umar in different timing. And he said, Nafaqa Hamdallah. Hamdallah is a hypocrite. Look at this. Do you know who's Hamdallah? One of the very close companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He died in the battlefield and become his name Hamdallah Ghasil al-Malaika. And the angel was washing him in the middle of the sky and his body was driven by water. Look at these people. And he said, I'm a hypocrite. I'm a true hypocrite. And he ran to the Prophet. And he asked, Ya Rasulullah. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the most faithful to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Umar al-Farooq, the most two toughest close companion to the Prophet. Listen, we have the same things. We feel like hypocrite. What Hanzala complained about? He said, when we were with you, Ya Rasulullah, our faith is high. And when we go to our family, the faith go down. And we start busy of different things in this life, the material things. O the Prophet of Allah, we are hypocrite. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no, you're not a hypocrite, but sa'atun wa sa'a. 1 hour and 1 hour. Meaning, we are in this life fighting the temptation, fighting the shaitan, the devil, fighting our desire. And this, you know, by the will of Allah, put us in different status and different state. But these people, what they do, they worry about the status of the faith. You see? They worry about the status of the heart. This is what they worry about. They do not worry about the material status. They not worry about wife and husband. They not worry about the kids. They worry about the status of the faith. Now, do you know who is a hypocrite? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the sign of the hypocrite is three. And another report is four. Ayatul munafiq thalath. إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا اؤتمن خان وفي رواية لمسلم وإذا خاصم فجر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, of the meaning of the sign of hypocrite is three, another proverb is four. If he talk, he lied, he do not say the truth. This is the sign of a hypocrite. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. And he say, if he set a commitment, he will not fulfill it. وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانْ. And if you trust him in something, he will not fulfill the trust. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ. And if he, the connection or the relationship between you and a person, finished, he start talking bad things about you. And he show bad things. Ya Allah, forgive us. Look at us and our relationship with others. And each one ask himself or herself, is me a hypocrite? Because either I'm a Muslim steadfast, or a Muslim but a sinner and weak, or a hypocrite. Or a disbeliever. It's only four. A believer, disbeliever, a hypocrite. And the believer is two style. either truthful, steadfast with Allah, or weak and sinner. And they are much better than the hypocrite. Because the hypocrite, the Prophet ﷺ said, they are in a hellfire. In the bottom of the hellfire. Not the Christian and Jew, us, the one who call himself Muslim, but they do some of this poor action. They will be hypocrite. May Allah save us to be not among those. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, before I forget, I just give example. To live with a companion, to live with the truth example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his beautiful companion. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Now, how is steadfast? Because I always try to give the disease, I'm trying to share with you some of my knowledge about the cure. We said the main element of steadfast is patient in things. But let's go to the element of all those. What is the problem with us today? The problem, I summarize it in major four element. Number one, lack of knowledge, the right knowledge. Number two, no right companion. We do not have the right companion. Number three, we do not worry about the environment. And number four, we do not try to steadfast. Meaning we do not have patience and thanks. Now let's take one step at a time. Lack of knowledge. We are obligated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inquire knowledge. It's an obligation. It's incumbent to every Muslim male and female to learn and gain knowledge. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said, struggling to build your faith, the first struggle is struggle against your nafs. And to struggle against your nafs, jihad, it has a four levels. Number one, to reach, to gain knowledge. And no benefit from knowledge you accumulate unless and until you implement what you're learning. There's no benefit from knowledge until you implement and to the most of your ability of what you're learning. And you steadfast of what you're learning and implementing. This number two. Number three is to teach and convey the message and this knowledge to other, the one who are less than you. And number four, to be patient. If you do that, you will be written in the kingdom of Allah from among the Qaddisin, the very high, pious people. May Allah make us among those. By this way, we have four things to think about it and try to reach it. Number one, to gain the useful and successful knowledge. The knowledge of Allah and the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the setting example of the companion of the Prophet. Second, to implement what we learning. And steadfast. Not implemented today and 10 days later I have nothing going on. No. Learn and do slowly. Enter Islam slowly. It's very strong. And otherwise you bubble up and you go down again. And teach it to other. Convey it to other in a nice manner. In a nice way. And be patient to convey the message. it takes a lot. We'll talk about it in different topic, inshallah, in different day, if Allah allow me to still alive. Now, if you do so, now you reach the first level of struggling against your desire. By reaching the knowledge, learn it, implement it, steadfast, convey it, and be patient. Let's go to the second element of istiqama, steadfast, companionship. Very important to choose whom my companion, whom I spend my time with. Very important, because a companion in life contagious. If they good, I gain goodness. If they have wisdom, I gain wisdom. Whatever what they have, I will gain from them. It's like if I go to someone sitting, selling flower, and I sit a lot of time with this person, even if I do not buy from him, I will be smelling beautiful fragrance, and I will leave and own my body and my soul full of the beautiful fragrance. And if I go to the junkyard, or I go to like or leather and chemical factory, or somebody working with iron, I smell bad smell, and maybe I burn my skin, or I burn my clothes, and I dirty my body. And there's many a hadith about that, about the companionship. You can buy a book called Riyadu Salihin, and another book called Mishkatul Masabih. Very important. What the third? The environment. Environment is very important. How I spend my time. And today I find one problem. Sometimes we keep good environment, but after that we mix it with a bad environment. Doesn't work, my brother and sister in Islam. You have to save what you get. And otherwise you allow the shaitan, the devil, to steal what you get. By this way, he allow you to receive, he allow you to gain, and after that, he let you lose what you gain. By this way, in the end of the night, you have zero. Zero iman, zero face, zero beauty, zero everything. And most of all, zero angels. Because angel will accompany me until I commit sins. Once I commit sins, or I sit with the wrong environment, the environment of shayateen, they will leave. Angel and shayateen, angel and devil, they do not mix. They're not sitting in the same place. By this way, I need my companion of my angel. I need to save them. I do not want to lose my angel. Because my angel is my food of the soul. The one, they coming from Allah, feed my soul. They surrounding me. They shower me with the mercy from Allah, and tranquility, and peace, and love. If I lose them, I'm finished. Now I'm with darkness, uncertainty, wasawis, whispering, all kind of things. Think about the future, think about the past, make me nuts. Now I'm a miserable person. And who you blame? Do not blame even shaitan. Blame yourself, the one you allow yourself in the first place to sit with the wrong environment, with the wrong people. Why? We go to number four. Because we do not have patience. We do not have patience to sit in a clean environment. We do not have patience to sit with the right people. We want some fun. We want nonsense. We go back to our own bad habits. No. We have to struggle and build patience. Now, how I build patience and how I build thanks and why? Like you see, patience is very important, but you have two kinds of patience. Wanted patience and unwanted patience. The wanted patience, the patience with Allah, the patience with the command of Allah, the patience of worshipping Allah, the patience of remembering of Allah, the patience to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have another patience with shayateen, devils, patience with wrong people, patience with your desire, patience with wrong environment. Which patience you like to have? We have to make a choice. We have to make a choice. And once we have it, we have to stay fast. We have to hold tight to what we have. Ya Allah. What happened? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Shaitan, the devil, by the will of Allah, Allah allowed him to trick us, to test us, those who are truthful from those who are liar. Allah allowed us to go for sickness, calamity. People do hardship to us. People lie to us. People cheat us. People do mischief to us. Many things happen to us in life. Why? It's a trial to test our patience. Patience with whom? With Allah. And you cannot be patient with Allah unless you always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They work hand to hand. They are together. You cannot take one and lose the others. You have to be patient with things, both of them. And Allah prays in Quran, in many, many verses, the patient one. And He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah with those who are patient. Imagine if Allah will be with you. What do you want? But what kind of patient? Patient and I'm angry. Patient and I have no patience. Today somebody said, I have a patient, leave me alone. No, with all respect to you, brother or sister, this is not patient. Patient, look at your face. Patient meaning nobody know your situation. Everybody know you have a state of fast with Allah. You are so happy. Nobody will know if you have calamity or not, this patient. Nobody know if you have a need or not, this patient. You're always happy and you're always content, this patient. Patient inside, patient outside. You do not complain to nobody. You do not go every time something happened to you and announce everybody what happened to you. No. A Muslim go only to Allah and call Allah and complain to Allah and seek help and wisdom and patience and be in a state of contentment. And he know whatever happened is for his own goodness, he or she, but he doesn't know. You see, we go to thanks. Thanks Allah. We have a lot to thanks for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the David family, David and Solomon, اعملوا على داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Do thanks, my David family and my servant, and very few among my servant is doing thanks to me. Subhanallah. O Allah, make us among those who thank you. O Allah, make us and our heart full of thanks and content with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He prays in Quran those who thanks. And He thanks those who thanks. And He elevates them. And He gives them the upper level. The patient and the thanks. Ya Allah. Why we do not thanks Allah enough? You see, Islam is like chain of pearls. If you cut one, you lose all. How we gain patience and thanks? By remembering of Allah. Remembering what Allah kept for us. And remembering the gift of Allah to us. Remember all the gift, and we have a lot of gift, and we have a lot of things to thank Allah for. Even if you are the most sick person, and you have faith in your heart, you are much better than the most healthy person, and you have no faith. I'm going to hellfire for infinity. Sometimes we forget that. We forget the ultimate gift Allah give us, to say La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah, I bear witness, is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He joined three qualities in Quran in many, many places. Dhikr, remember of Allah, thanks, and kufr. Faskuruni azkurukum. Thank me, remember me, I remember you. One scholar one time he was sitting with his student and he said, I know when Allah remember me. He said, oh you scholar, you know when Allah the creator remember you? He said, yes. One man asked him, one student, he said, how my teacher you know when Allah remember you? He said, you did not read in Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter Al-Baqarah, Uzkuruni Azkurukum. How beautiful this small tiny verse, or a piece of a verse. Uzkuruni Azkurukum. Remember me, I remember you. And in Hadith, by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hadith Qudsi, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, whoever remember me alone, I remember him alone. And whoever remember me in an audience, I remember him in an audience better than that, which is the kingdom of the angel of Allah. What more benefit and what more beauty than you know every time you said Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He remember you and said, yes, my servant. And he said, if you only said, Allah, Ya Allah. Allah said, what do you want, my servant? And if the servant said, Ya Allah, three times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, oh, my servant, ask me, I will give you. Uzkuruni azkurukum. Washkuru li. And thank me. Wa la takfurun. And do not disbelieve. Some scholars said, disbelief is many kind of disbelief. Disbelief of the existing of Allah. Disbelief of some of the quality of Allah. Disbelief of the giving and gift of Allah. Do you know sometimes what we do? Do you know? Every time somebody give us hard time, or somebody give us a calamity, or we do forget, all this condition is happening by the will of Allah for a trial and test, we become miserable, and we have no patience, and we go down again, and we lose our faith. unlike we never had a faith before. What this meaning? I do not know what I lost. Means the reality of faith is not never calculated my heart. Because if it calculates my heart, yes, I can get sad a little bit. Yes, I can commit sin a little bit. Yes, I can do anything wrong. But for a short period of time, and I will go back. I will go back to what I have, to my real status, the status of Allah and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, اذكروني أذكركم فاذكروني أذكركم. Remember me, I remember you. How beautiful it is, Ya Allah. How beautiful it is. Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us another thing. He gives us another advice. How to keep our steadfast. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Hold tight and gain support by patience and by salah. Every time you have a problem, every time you have a calamity, go to Allah. Make two rak'ah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Allah and do not complain to nobody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the advice of Allah. Who else can advise you with better advice than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us, every time we have a calamity or something came, we cannot fix or we cannot handle, we make wudu, we make ablution, and we make turaqah to Allah, and we ask Allah to elevate us and to care about our affair. He returned everything to Allah. And Allah teach us, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Stay fast, and hold tight, and struggle, and get support by two elements in here, patience and pray. Ya Allah, and some people do not pray at all, or pray is the only time we want. We're not talking here about here the pray of salah, the obligation salah, because it's obligation. No. This is the extra salah. And every time you have a need, you go to Allah. Because salah is a meeting. When you said Allahu Akbar, you're knocking the door of Allah and you said, oh Allah, you are the greatest. Open the door. I want to talk to you, Ya Allah. I want to talk to you, Ya Allah. I have a topic. I want to talk to you, Ya Allah, about it. I have a complaint, Ya Allah. I have a report about one of your servants, Ya Allah. Or I have a report about my weakness, Ya Allah. About my weak heart, Ya Allah. Who else will accept our prayer except Allah? If you call so-and-so, and you call so-and-so, and you call so-and-so, what so-and-so will do for you? Even if you talk to them for 1 hour on the phone, 5 minutes with Allah. Allah is the greatest. The one He said to be will be. The owner of the condition. The owner of servant. And don't ask specific things. No. Ask Him, Ya Allah, what do you want me to do? What is the meaning of this calamity, Ya Allah? These people who oppress me, what do you want me to do with them, Ya Allah? Ask Allah to put in your heart what you want. What He want, not what I want. Because I do not know what is good for me. Only Allah. Go seek mashura. Seek consultation with the right people. Do not make hasty decision ever. Unless you ask Allah and you consult the wise people. Very important. How many of us do that? We do hasty decision, and after that we complain about what happening. And even if you do that, ask Allah to forgive you. Repent to Allah and start correcting. This is the right steadfast. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how much are we missing? How much are we missing? If Allah is not in our side, who else will be in our side? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said also in the Quran, إن الله ذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showers the bounty and giving to His mankind, but the majority of mankind, they do not do thanks to Allah. You see, Quran is full of verses about thanks and patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. In the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the patient one without no measurement. Do you know a scholar in Islam, the majority of scholars in Islam, they said, the only one, the only good deed Allah will give and reward for it without no amount is patient. Imagine, Allah He tell you be patient, I will reward you without no any amount. You do good deed, He give you 10 good deed. Certain good deed, Allah multiply it to 100, to 700, to 700,000. Except patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, patient, I reward for it and no any amount and measurement for the patient one for my reward. What more than that? Imagine if somebody tell you do this for me, I give you infinity amount of reward. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the meaning of in the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Ya Ahl al-Fadl, all the people of Iksra, get up. قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. All your bad deed will be switched to good deed. Enter paradise with no reckoning and no books. They will get up and they will not know who they are. And the angel will carry them, special angel from Allah, will carry them and make them fly toward paradise. And when they enter paradise, the angel of paradise calls them and welcomes them. And he said, who you are and what you did in your life to gain this quality and this status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time, He put in their heart and their tongue the wording. They said, نحن القادمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس عفا عنا عفونا عن الناس في الدنيا فعفا عنا الرحمن يوم القيامة. Ya Allah, make us among those, Ya Allah. They said, we are the one who hold tight our anger and we forgive those who make mischief against us. We forgive them in life. Allah forgive us in the Day of Judgment. And in here, af is not forgiven. Af is to erase what they did. You do not even remember it. You do that, Allah will do it to you in the Day of Judgment. What more than that? Who among us did not do bad deed to the point we do not know if we can make it? One action, one quality can be equivalent to erase all our bad deed. You see, my brother and sister in Islam, this Islam and this is steadfast with Allah. Steadfast with the quality. Be patient. Patient for what? Patient to do remember Allah. Patient with Allah. Patient with the remembering of Allah. Patient of doing salah and pray. Patient with your tongue. Patient with your heart. Patient with others. Be careful what you say, what you do. Steadfast for Allah. And every time something happens, you thank Allah. You always will find somebody less than you. Go to the hospital and find out how many people in agony. And if you are sick and you have many diseases, think about those who are less fortunate than you and have the ultimate the disease. Which one? The one the heart is blind and they cannot even recognize Allah. Some people say there's no creator. Is no one created the earth. Some people claim they are the creator. Some people claim the tree is the creator. Some people claim it's a mountain. Some people claim it's a cow. Imagine a cow makes him close to Allah. A tree makes him close to Allah. A statue makes him close to Allah. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, don't make us lose the status of Iman, Ya Allah. Don't make us lose the status of faith, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't make us lose the vision of understanding who you are, Ya Allah. What more than that? If you lost everything, and your heart is still, he said, Ya Allah, you are one of the richest person in earth. And if you have all the money and all the wealth in earth, and you do not say, Ya Allah, what is it? Suleiman, the Prophet Suleiman, alayhi salam, may Allah be peace and blessing be upon him. One time, he has his army and his kingdom in one cloud. Because Allah gave him a kingdom no one will have before him or after him. Imagine, he now flying, him and his army and his kingdom over a cloud. A farmer looked and said, Subhanallah, ala mulku Sulaiman wa ala ali Dawud. The person said, praise to Allah about the kingdom of Suleiman and his family. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, miles away, without speaker, without cellular phone, without satellite, he allowed Suleiman to grab what he said. And he listened to what the farmer said. He took his cloud and he went to the farmer. And he said, what you said? The farmer was afraid. He said, I didn't say nothing. He said, please, easy on yourself. I just want a question. What you said? He just won't hear it from him. After a while, he said, I said, O Allah, and he praised Allah about, meaning said, Subhanallah, glory to Allah, about the kingdom and the treasure of the kingdom of Suleiman and his family. He said, O man, you said a word much heavier and much greater than what the Suleiman and his family have. Do you know what this meaning? Because when you said Subhanallah,
Just said once, Subhanallah, praise and glory to you, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a tree in paradise. This tree is 500 years walking under the shade of the tree, and the tree will not finish. Do you know what this meaning? Because when you enter paradise, your kingdom, your palace, your pleasure is for infinity. But any pleasure and any kingdom and any gain in this life for a really short time. But shaitan make us forget. Tell me, what desire it really stay for some time? Food, 10 seconds, 20 seconds and gone. And you gain weight and you have a problem in your stomach. Sleeping too much, give you headache. You do not sleep enough, you have a headache. You do not have intercourse and sexual desire, you have a problem. And you're not stable. You have it too much, you have a problem. And you cannot do too much. Everything in life, in this life, is limited. All what we think and we thought is a pleasure is limited. But the ultimate pleasure is what Allah kept for us in paradise. Is this not enough to steadfast with Allah and with the obedience of Allah? Is this not enough to thank Allah? Subhanallah. 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 سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم الراس الجنة. Two words, very light in the tongue, very heavy in the scale, beloved to Allah. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. All glory to Allah and all praise and thanks to you and to do Allah, for you Allah. Is more very light in the tongue, very heavy in the scale in the Day of Judgment, and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we remember that? What really calamity can make you upset and have impatience? Tell me, what is it? What do you lose? Sometimes we lost a limb and we get upset. What about the one who gave you all the limbs? One man was crying and begging for money. And a wise man went to him. And he said, what's the problem? He said, I'm poor. He said, you're really poor? He said, yes. He said, what do you want? He said, I want money. He said, okay, sell me one of your arm for $100,000. He said, no. He said, why not? He said, maybe the another arm went bad and I have no arm at all. No, I do not. I cannot give you my arm for $100,000. He said, okay, give me one leg for $100,000. He said, no way. What about if I lose another one? He said, what about to give me one eye? He asked him one thing at a time. What about give me one ear? And he kept asking different limbs in his body to give him for $100,000. And he said, no. He said, I'm surprised. He said, you are poor and you have all this money. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, two gifts from Allah, Allah shower us with. And the majority of people, they do not even think about it. As-sahhatu wal-faragh. Ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun min al-nas. As-sahhatu wal-faragh. Two gifts, a lot of people, they are completely forgotten. The health and the time. And all of a sudden we get sick, or we get old, and all of a sudden we think, what's going on? Or we do not have time. No, my brother and sister Islam, we have time, but we do not set the priority. The only time you have time, no time, when the angel of death and come to you and tell you, you have no time. At this time, you really have no time. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Quran, a verse very beautiful. May Allah allow me to remember it. It's a very small verse, but it's very beautiful. Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يُرْشِدُونَ. If my servant asks you, Ya Muhammad, if he asks you about me, do not answer. Tell them, call me, I'm so near. Tell them to call me. It is a verse 186, chapter Baqarah, the second verse of the Quran. I will accept their prayer. Tell them to obey me and get closer to me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي, and they will believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ, maybe you are shidun. They will know and have vision. Allah said, I'm close by. I'm close by, call me. Ya Allah, كيف لا أدعوك وأنت ربي, كيف لا أدعوك وأنت الكريم. How I do not call you, Ya Allah, and you are the generous one. كيف لا أدعوك وأنت ربي, كيف لا أدعوك وأنت إلهي, كيف لا أدعوك وأنت الله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. How I do not call you, Ya Allah, and you are the only one. How I do not call you, Ya Allah, and you are the greatest. How I do not call you, Ya Allah, and you only one creator. How I do not call you, Ya Allah, and you are the only one, the doer. How I do not call you, Ya Allah, and you are the only one can take care about my affair. How? How? Who I will call except you, Ya Allah? How I steadfast with whom? If I do not steadfast with you, Ya Allah, tell me. Talk to me, anyone. If I do not steadfast with you, Ya Allah, who I will steadfast with him except the devil, Ya Allah, the most enemy of me and you, Ya Allah? If I will not be steadfast with you and your angel, Ya Allah, who would be my companion except Shayateen, the devil, Ya Allah? Ya Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, try to have some time between you and Allah. Try to call Allah. You will find beauty, I promise you. Call Allah with his name. Call Allah with his attribute. Have some time for yourself alone, between you and Allah. I promise you, you will have beautiful time. You will have happiness. You will have contentment. You will have tranquility. And this another request. please have some time by yourself. This time just for Allah, nobody else. If you can do it daily, will be beautiful. If you can do it at night, it will be very beautiful. If you can do it in the morning, will be beautiful. But just do it. Have some time between you and Allah. Sit in some place alone. Go away. Call Allah. Be with Allah. All your need, all your want, all your benefit, all the success lie only in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the teaching of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if the devil try to attack you and make you miserable, remember the ultimate gift, the believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no one is staying in hellfire for infinity. He called Allah. No one is staying in hellfire for a long time. He called Allah. No one prays Allah and embrace Islam in his heart and his length, and he called Allah with his heart, and he go for infinity in hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be saved from hellfire and always in the remember of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister of Islam, this is a journey of faith, journey of istiqama with Allah, with the knowledge of Allah, with the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the right companion, those who are closer to Allah, and Allah shower them with knowledge and wisdom. And O Allah, shower us with, allow us to sit in the right environment, the environment of angel, the environment of the people who love you, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow us to be among those who have patience and thanks, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, make us among those who gain the quality of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us steadfast with our heart, with our body, with our soul, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't make us lose the remembering of your name, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, what beautiful your name, Ya Allah. O Allah, what all beautiful your names, Ya Allah. Make us live with it. Make us die with it. Resurrected with it. A man used to call 5 words, I do not need nothing except them.
La ilaha illallah, akhlu biha wahdi. La ilaha illallah, afni biha umri. La ilaha illallah, yughfar biha dhanbi. لا إله إلا الله أدخل بها قبري لا إله إلا الله ألقى بها ربي آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. This man, he always say only one sentence, لا إله إلا الله. No one except Allah. No true creator and no one worthy of worship except Allah. I spend my time with it. La ilaha illallah. I spend my life and my time and my body with it. La ilaha illallah. Allah will forgive my sins with it. La ilaha illallah, I enter my grave with it. La ilaha illallah, I meet Allah, my creator, with it. What more beautiful than La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My dear brother and sister in Islam, do not forget to always make salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يَصُلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعشنا مسلمين مؤمنين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعشنا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا بلا إله إلا الله واحشرنا بلا إله إلا الله حقا وصدقا ويقينا يا رب العالمين أو الله make us living with لا إله إلا الله أو الله make us spend our life with La ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, make us go to the grave with La ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, make us resurrected with La ilaha illallah. Truthful and sincere to you, Ya Allah, and inviting to it, Ya Allah, with it, Ya Allah. This is the ultimate gift you give us, Ya Allah. Don't snatch it away from us, Ya Allah. Keep us with it, Ya Allah. Do not make us lose it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and make us recognize the ultimate gift you give it to us, Ya Allah, to recognize you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't make us lose it, Ya Allah, and call us, Ya Allah, remembering Ya Allah, remembering you, Ya Allah, and you remember us, Ya Allah, don't make us remember, forget you, Ya Allah. Oh, my brother and sister of Islam, remember Allah day and night. Thank you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night, be patient with what Allah command you. Day and night, ask Allah. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ If you ask, ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ And if you ask and you seek help, only you seek help from Allah. Only with Allah. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ And always everything belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. May Allah give us vision, give us light, give us sincerity, give us wisdom, give us patience, give us haf, give us forgiveness, give us thanks, and make us among those who thank Him, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna min al-shakirin, al-hamidin, Rabbana aghfir warham, wa tajawaz amma ta'lam, innaka anta al-a'zu al-arham. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة من ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي والمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين الحامدين المستغفرين التوابين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين أن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وحسبي الله ونعم الوكيل ونفوض أمرنا إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين وجزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته